Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Submitted for your examination on today's opening half hour. Tri-Coast Worldwide on the TV map with smart product circulating services Made It Myself Television and Dark Matter TV. Chief Executive Marcy Hamilton joins me next. On our last episode, we had a news note about a new scripted bio series on hip-hop icon Stooge Knight. The series maker, independent on-demand outlet BLK Prime. More on BLK's undertaking and what's next later this hour from Executive Vice President Karen Patter. Also on the way, the CW's next Sports Avenue, a Stranger Things tune. We're not making this up. We've got the details. And our new classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio. And present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other leading podcast platforms. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Happy after Easter, continuing Passover, whatever you're celebrating this holy time of the year. We're glad you're with us on this April afternoon for the program all about TV's current and future. 60 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. We are expecting a gorgeous, sunny week ahead. In fact, here in New York, we are expecting maybe to break a record by Friday of 85 degrees. We'll see. Pair of wonderful guests coming away over the next 60 minutes, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone, and when you do, use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Chat room is open for you as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, so get into it. You'll find it at the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, as always, you can interact with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen, and follow the instructions. I'll be live with you. Go back to Los Angeles and speak with the Chief Executive of Tri-Coast Worldwide, Marcy Hamilton, after these news notes. When 2024 heads into its autumn month, will the CW become a major destination for college football? Yes, if the Pac-12 conference, whose current network deals with Fox and ESPN expire next summer, have their way. Conference officials are meeting with Nexstar, the CW's parent outlet, over a new multi-year agreement for football and basketball games among its member schools. That's according to Sports Entertainment Media reports out this morning. One not-so-small hitch to a new contract, Pac-12 perennial powers USC and UCLA will become Big Ten conference members next year. And in other Pac-12 schools are exploring a conference switch. At the moment, Fox and ESPN collectively pay $250 million a year for Pac-12 football, basketball, and other sports coverage. Stand by for Stranger Things, the tune. We're not kidding. Stranger Things, the tune. Netflix gave the green light this afternoon to an animated series version of one of the mega content venture's biggest hits. Yes, the Duffer Brothers will be involved as executive producers with Flying Bark, an animated company based in Australia, making the series. To be announced, the name, storyline, and voice talent involved. Now quickies, American Horror Story will debut season 12, nicknamed Delicate, this summer on FX. Featured players include Emma Roberts and, again, no kidding, Kim Kardashian. NBC rookie sitcom Lopez vs. Lopez will move from Friday night to Tuesdays, April 25th. New episodes will play after Night Court in the 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time hour. And more NBC activity, and it's big. All six-hour-long series, executive produced by Dick Wolf, will be back this fall. That's, of course, the three Chicago shows, the three Law & Order shows. And with this deal, Law & Order Special Victims Unit will continue into a record-extending 25th season for scripted drama series. And that is news notes for now. And now joining us live from Los Angeles, the chief executive of Tri-Coast Worldwide, the folks behind networks that are available on smart TV sets and smart devices, two of them, to be specific. That's Dark Matter TV and Made It Myself TV, Marcy Hamilton. Marcy, thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you. And it sounds like such a gorgeous day in New York. Pick up your knitting needles and go outside and knit.
Oh, boy, that's a good idea, you craft-minded person, you. We'll talk about your networks in a moment. It sounds like from your website, or reads like from your website, that your company, Tri-Coast, wants to be a big player in terms of new plumbing services available on smart sets, smart devices, multi-channel bundles. How big a player, Marcy?
Well, you know what? I can't say how big or little we are, but I can tell you we jumped into that new fantastic space of AVOD apps and fast or linear channels early. So we were an early staker and mover, as they say. mover and shaker. And that gave us a great placement for knowing all of the people involved, the connected TVs, which are now impossible to get into. So it was an early move that was successful for us.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk first about Made It Myself TV. How long has that been on the air, and how is it doing?
We launched February 8th, and we have lots and lots of fabulous artists that are either on now or wanting to come on. We've got viewers that are excited about it. I like to call it a candy store. You can go there and watch all kinds of just fabulous crafts and learn, or just lean back and watch it all happen.
And how long has this network been in development for? What finally got off the ground?
Well, we started in the AVOD app Fast Channel world 3 years ago. We've been in distribution and in production for too many years to count, like 30 years. And about 3 years ago, we first got wind of what was happening with the advertising video on demand, AVOD, subscription video on demand, like a Netflix. And we thought that this was a great time to jump in. So for 3 years, we've been working at it. We started with Dark Matter TV because we had inventory, over 4,000 titles, to be able to share with that audience. And we've seen the success of genre titles, horror, sci-fi, crime, action. And we started with that. And with great success, we're now around the world, Spain, Italy, Mexico, Brazil, U.S., of course, and adding on more. And as that has been going really well, and we know all the people involved, we said, hey, we're ready for a second channel, and we decided to go for Made It Myself, crafting, which is in my bones. I'm a crafter.
Mm-hmm. How big do you think the potential audience is for a crafts-oriented channel? And how did you find the talent to get into the TV world?
For crafting, you mean?
Right.
To get into, well, how big is it? There's, you know, I've seen anywhere from 40 to 80 million just in the U.S. alone, crafters. And even more. The numbers are crazy wild. Everybody loves crafting. There's so many great reasons, which we can get into later. How do we find the people? You know, the fact that we've been in the business for so long, we've got relationships worldwide because we sell movies to people worldwide. And in that, so we can go back to them and say, hey, What shows, what documentaries, what tutorials do you have in the craft marketplace? And everybody went, wow, we've got some. Let's give it to you. So that's one way. Another is we're looking through the YouTube audience and website and blog audience, or not audience, but it shows. And we're able to find some spectacular people that are ready to cross over into TV. And so we're reaching out to them and bringing them on. That's just a few ways. But we have an aggressive acquisition staff that are out there searching up the greatest talent to bring to Made It Myself. But we're very picky. We're curating. We're picking the best of the best, not just anybody. People that have the skills, that can relate to the audience, that are inspirational and just a good presence on TV.
We're speaking with Marcy Hamilton. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Tri-Coast Worldwide, which currently has two programming services on the air, Dark Matter Television and Made It Myself TV, which started 2 months ago. Both are available on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles. And Marcy's our guest this half hour from Los Angeles on Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy to have you with us on a Monday afternoon, a beautiful one here in New York, I'm sure in L.A. as well. Time now, I'm with you from the other side of the USA in the Big Apple, where it is now 61 degrees near quarter past the hour. Want to hear from you? Give us a call, 646-652-2906. or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Have an interesting show coming your way on our next episode Friday at this very hour. Joining us will be the Chief Executive Officer of EarthX TV. That's one of the networks that deals with the environment and how we can make it better. Dan Russell will join us. We had him on, or his network on, several years ago. How have they done since? Well, they've got a lot of interesting programming coming your way this month in honor of Earth Day and more in the hopper. So Dan Russell will be one of our guests. Also joining us will be someone we've had on before, the senior consultant to Hub Entertainment Research, David Tice. He has just co-authored a brand new study that came out today from Hub called Connected Home 2023. We'll get his thoughts about how smart TVs and smart devices play in a connected home environment. And we'll also get his thoughts about whether the smart home, the smart TV set, may be your way to control all your devices in a smart home or services, from lighting to air conditioning, the microwave oven, the refrigerator, freezer, even the video doorbell. That's all coming up Friday, 3:10 Eastern, noon Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Marcy,
yeah.
I know you're only 2 months on the air with Made of Myself TV, but are some people already starting, some of the personalities starting to get a following through your service?
Oh, absolutely. Angela Wolf, who is one of our sewing experts, has a tremendous following, and she's actually has created a new show that she's premiering on Made It Myself TV called Fabric to Fashion, and it's a competition fashion show, fashion creation show, and we're very excited about that. That'll be coming on soon. Tamara Kelly has Moogly Crochet. She is an awesome communicator and instructor of all things crochet. Mark Spinoli, who is our wood whisperer, and his show is extremely popular and growing and growing. We have just some amazing instructors and great personalities. Vicki Howe, the Knit Show. For all you knitters out there, she's a terrific communicator as well.
How do you try to make programs like this visually appealing? You know, you talked about the fabric competition. Certainly that has a lot of activity in it. But I'm curious, with some of the other programs you're doing, how do you make it visually appealing so that viewers stay with it from an episode start to finish?
Well, it's important that the host have charisma and presence, and it's not just a dry here's how to. It's storytelling along with it, and you enjoy watching them, and you love learning the skill, and you want to keep going with whatever their project is from beginning to end. Those are just a few ways.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing in terms of advertiser interest, either in sponsorships or in actually being part of the program in some way, like providing the flooring or providing the flowers or providing some of the materials that are used on your series?
Well, right now, all of the producers are bringing finished products. In terms of advertising, however, we are connected in programmatic advertising. So we have tremendous, and we do that in-house as well. We have our own what's called ad ops staff, and they bring the programmatic advertising from what are now called SSPs, and those are companies that provide advertising directly from the sponsors. So it's all computerized, and when an ad comes up, in a nanosecond, all of these SSPs bid on placing an ad in the material. And we're having, it's such a pure audience of people that love crafting. The advertisers can know exactly who they're going after. It's not a wide audience with people that have different interests. They know that it's going to be a certain person that wants certain things. So right now, we're very lucky in that that's been quite successful for us. And, of course, we share that revenue with our content rights holders. So the producers of the shows and the talent in the shows, they get a 50-50 split. We're very, generous with our talent.
Did I read correctly that Chicken Soup for the Soul, which does Crackle, the mega content service, and also its own ad-supported channel for smart TV sets and devices and so forth, that they now have a new venture called Crackle Connect, which they're going to talk about at the Interactive Ad Bureau New Fronts, May 1st to the 3rd, which is going to represent various smart TV service players in ad sales, and I believe that your company is one of the organizations that they will represent.
Well, we do a lot of business with Crackle. We sell them product. We have for years, and for their other sister companies. And I really can't talk too much about what is going to happen, but we do a lot of business with them right now.
Let's shift to dark matter television. It's a genre-oriented service. How is it differentiated from, let's say, sci-fi or some of the things that Cinedigm is doing, horror series like Bloody Disgusting, and so on and so forth?
Well, first of all, they're just in the U.S., excuse me, right now, whereas, as I mentioned, we're worldwide. And we have the luxury of being able to get these shows, fabulous shows from around the world that would never be seen here in the U.S. And that right there is a tremendous plus for Dark Matter TV. But, you know,
and
but
what are some of the favorite shows or favorite movies that which I understand is a subscription video on demand service that people are watching?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
What are some of the favorite movies or television series on Dark Matter that people are requesting or watching and enjoying?
Well, I know Train to Busan is a really big one. We have some great classic movies and TV shows that are found nowhere else. And we have a great collection of horror and sci-fi. House on Haunted Hill is one of them, a classic one. But some of the really great classic films, the Halloween series, for instance. Of course, that's our day in the year, Halloween.
I was reading the website earlier today, and I understand that you have at least the first season of One Step Beyond, the classic series on psychic phenomena that John Newland hosted and directed.
We sure do. We sure do, and it's really popular.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any talk about creating original scripted or unscripted shows for Dark Matter?
Yes, we have. We've been working on a show that will be sort of a wraparound show called Friday Night Frights that will have a host, and we're casting for it now. So if any of your audience knows of someone that would be great for that, please reach out.
How will this series work as a wraparound? Is it going to be dramatic? Is it going to be just basically somebody introducing the film or the program that's being shown? How will this work?
It'll be kind of like the host character will be kind of like an Elvira, if you remember her. And it'll be comedic, and we will select a film to dissect, if you will. Maybe we'll have the director on or the costume designer or the special effects person and really get into the behind the scenes of the movie and play the movie along with the interesting bits about it.
I should point out that MeTV has Svengoolie, so when you talk about people like Elvira, I got to mention Svengoolie because he's on Saturday nights on MeTV, which is the multicast channel available all over the country and doing very well as a Saturday night show. What about doing original scripted shows? Have you gotten any proposals for them? Are people interested, whether here in the United States or around the world, in terms of doing original scripted? And is that, if not a short-term goal, a long-term goal?
I would say it is definitely a long-term goal. We're not ready for it just yet, but we'll be getting there, so keep your eyes open for that.
Me and Myself TV and Dark Matter TV, both available on, or through, I should say, first of all, through Tricoast Worldwide. They're available on smart TV sets, smart device, and some cases, multi-channel bundles. We've got Marcy Hamilton joining us, the Chief Executive Officer of Tricoast from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tom and I'm with you live from New York, 61 degrees as we get near the bottom of the hour. We want to hear from you. So if a question or comment or many minutes with Marcy, make the call. The number is 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up, our classic trivia segment. We're going to divide it up today into two parts. Near the bottom of the hour, we're going to give you the answer to our current classic trivia question, and then we'll have our new classic trivia question before we leave you at the top of the hour. So stay tuned. Answer coming up this half hour, new question with our current prize in play at the top or near the top of the next hour. Marcy, what has surprised you about being an entrepreneur and being having the ability to put these channels on the air? What got you into being a channel entrepreneur?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? It was the opportunity. We've been just making films and TV shows for a long time. We've been distributing, and we see in the marketplace that it's changing, and we just decided to dive in. And, you know, actually, I love technology. My partner loves technology. And this is a new technology that we could definitely see ourselves, you know, wrapping our brains around and just diving into it. And all of the different skills that you need to start a new channel, we've been working with for years. So that it was our opportunity. And, you know, years ago when DVDs were the thing and, oh, my gosh, 2003 or 4 or 5, we were making DVDs for the studios, the movie studios. And one day we decided, heck, why don't we have our own DVD that we put out there? So we decided to do that, and we wanted something that would be evergreen. And actually, we were in New York at the time, and I said to my partner, one more knit shop I have to go to pick up some yarn. And he said, that's it. Let's do some DVDs on knitting and crocheting. We did. We were first in the marketplace, loved that technology at the time. And it was so successful that Time Warner commissioned us to do 17 more knit, crochet, and craft DVDs. So when this new AVOD fast channel technology came around, immediately it was in my heart, craft, we're going to do a craft channel. And that's how it started, really.
Mm-hmm. Your company, Tricoast, is one of a number of new players, fairly new players, that have come into the scene doing multiple channels for smart TV sets, more smart device, and multi-channel bundles. We are seeing this incredible, you can call it a renaissance, you can call it an explosion, you can call it a volcanic lifting of all these new players, many of them independent, many of them by women, by women of color, of these companies who are trying to create these new bundles, if you will, of original or unique channels. What do you think about being part of this, and where do you think this is going?
Oh, we love it, and it's going everywhere, up, up, up. And it's because there is so much great product that can be brought together. And really what needs to happen, and the reason that it's working so well, is that people are curating genres, you know, whether it's the horror genre or the crafting genre or romantic comedy genre. You know, they're curating them, bundling them together, and making it easy for people to find what they love to watch. And also, being that it's AVOD advertising, people don't have the money for all of these subscription VOD channels. You know, you start spending $9.99 here and $3.99 there and $10.99. All of a sudden, you're up to spending a lot of money, whereas AVOD, advertising supported, is free. Made It Myself TV is free. Dark Matter TV is free. And that is a trend that is popular.
Do you get proposals for new networks or for new channels? And if you do, how do you evaluate them? What catches your eye in terms of, okay, if I'm going to do a third channel and a fourth channel and so on and so forth, this is at the top of my list to do?
It has to be unique. Yes, we do get. We get people coming to us saying, I've got this, I've got that, which we love. All offers are welcome. It has to be unique. We have to know that there's an audience that will watch it. And we need to know that there's material to be able to put on it. And we have to see, too, that our partners, you know, the connected TVs and the Rokus, et cetera, that they will embrace it and that they'll see the future in it as we see it.
Mm-hmm. So as a final question before you go, how close are we to, let's say, Tri-Coast Third Channel? And what do you think the genre will be?
You know what? As soon as we unveil that, I will let you know, and maybe I'll even announce it on your podcast.
Love the honor. I love the honor. You got a deal. Absolutely. The services are Made of Myself TV. I'm sorry, did you say something?
Nope, just laughed.
Okay, totally got it. Again, the company is Tri-Coast Worldwide. The networks are Made of Myself TV. Do It Yourself, crafts all sorts of great things in that genre, and Dark Matter TV, which is science fiction, horror, et cetera, both movies and classic TV shows, and maybe some new TV shows down the road. And they're both available through smart TV sets, smart device, and multi-channel bundles like Roku, Apple TV, Android TV, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For more details about both services and the company online, go to www.tricoastworldwide.com. That's www.tricoastworldwide.com. That's all one phrase, tricoastworldwide.com. Marcy Hamilton, the chief executive of Tri-Coast, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on how your new network, Made of Myself, is doing, how Dark Matter's been doing, and hopefully, and I have a hunch that we are going to be hearing and catching more from you in the months and years ahead, for sure.
Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Marcy. Take care. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Marcy Hamilton, the chief executive of Tri-Coast Worldwide, joining us live from Los Angeles. And now it's time for our first of our two classic trivia segments. We've been posting a question for the last 2 weeks, and nobody got it. So right now, nobody is getting our two NBC Universal notepads and our Now That's What I Call Music CD with wonderful songs by the likes of Bruno Mars, Maroon 5, The Weeknd, Katy Perry, Selena Gomez, and more. The question, name the 1994 USA Network series adapted from novels by William Shatner. The answer, Tech War, T-E-K-W-A-R, Tech War. That was the wonderful series of novels by William Shatner. Four made-for-TV movies were produced for USA Network. They did well. They made a series out of it, 13 episodes, and unfortunately, it didn't go past the second season. So Tech War, T-E-K-W-A-R, that's the 1994 US Network series adapted from novels by William Shatner. Now, we did get an email with an answer, which was Tech Wars. That's T-E-C-H-W-A-R-S, two words, plural. That is not the answer. It's Tech, T-E-K-W-A-R, singular. So to that person who gave us the email, thank you for trying and playing. Sorry, that wasn't the answer. It was Tech War, T-E-K-W-A-R. We're going to have a new classic trivia question for you in our next half hour, so get your thinking caps ready. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win those NBC Universal notepads and our Now That's What I Call Music CD collection. We will do that before we leave you at the top of the hour. And coming up next, oh, before we get into that, I want to let you know that tomorrow I will be on Sports Newswire. That is the daily sports news information program on Sports Grid Network. It's on 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Second week is brand new time period. That's 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. I'll talk about the CW situation with the Pac-12 conference in terms of football and basketball. We'll preview the second season of the United States Football League, how the Masters may have helped the LIV Golf Tour because of what Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson did. They tied for second with Jon Rahm winning yesterday. They did get the fourth and final round in its entirety, and more. That's Sports Newswire with Craig and crew, and yours truly. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. Coming up next from BLK Prime, Terrence Hatter. He's the executive vice president who joins us live from San Francisco as we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tune.com, together reaching over 80 million listeners around the world every month and growing. One of Blog Talk Radio's best shows is on tonight and back and even better than ever, the Key of the Unplugged Show. That's the Key of the Unplugged Show tonight. tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised. Wonderful Monday afternoon show coming your way from wherever you are on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio. And welcome to those who are just joining us at the bottom of the hour. Simon Applebaum with you along for the ride from New York, 61 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Gorgeous and sunny. We expect nothing but sunshine for the rest of the week and maybe in the weekend. And we may hit a record on Friday of 85 degrees in the Big Apple. If you have a question or comment for our guest ahead, give us a call, 646-652-2906. We'll use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. On our last program on Friday, we had a news note, a big news note about the fact that the hip-hop figure Suge Knight, one of the most iconic people in the hip-hop realm, is going to be the subject of his own bio-scripted series. Who's doing it? Believe it or not, it's an on-demand service known as BLK Prime, and it may be the start of a big original new direction for that service. Joining us live from the San Francisco Bay Area, the Executive Vice President of BLK Prime, Terrence Hatter. Terrence, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And good to have you with us, Terrence. First of all, for those who don't know, what is BLK Prime? How long has it been around?
BLK Prime is a streaming service, and we like to call ourselves the Minutes to Netflix with live pay-per-view boxing, and we've been around since 2017.
So you've been one of the first services that has taken advantage of the opportunity to be distributed by smart TV sets and devices.
Absolutely. I won't say whether it was first, but we are on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Samsung, et cetera.
And aside from boxing, what other programming does BLK have?
We have a huge catalog of Bollywood films, East India, trying to deal with Janet Zubair, who is one of the big ingenues in India with over 39 million Instagram followers. Saddam Negarth, who's another big Indian actor in East India. And we're excited to be in that market as well as the U.S. market. But, you know, we started to invest in original program and with Janet and made a couple of huge announcements. And we're excited that we really started our foundation with the East Indian market. And since then, we have done projects with the Nigerian actors, more international actors. Gentleman by the name of Falls, who was a big hip-hop artist in Nigeria, and we did a originally programmed show with him called Church, which is really exciting program. And then we did another project with an actor by the name of Bohemia, actor, producer, rap artist by the name of Bohemia, and we did a show called Dual Arrangements, which is Arranged Marriage Gone Bad. And we've had just tremendous success in that market, and we have continued to to create programs for our Indian audience as well as others. We have a host of Bollywood films. We have action, comedy, et cetera.
And is your service advertiser supported? Is it subscription supported? Is it a mix? How do people, if they can get it, pay for it, or if they do pay for it?
Yeah, so, you know, our price point is $3.99. It's a subscription-based platform. However, we do have a pay-per-view platform where we release movies, as well as pay-per-view events. And we had a massive pay-per-view event with Terrence Crawford this past December 10th last year, and did extraordinary numbers, and we're excited about the future in the pay-per-view business. In addition, starting on May 23rd, we're starting Tuesday Night Fights, where we're going to be bringing live boxing from Costa Rica and San Jose, California. Each week we'll be doing 2 weeks in Costa Rica and 2 weeks in San Jose, California, where we'll be bringing boxing every Tuesday for the boxing fans. One of the things that we discovered coming off the Terrence Crawford success was there's a thirst for boxing, and we're excited to be the provider of that genre and give the audience the opportunity to watch big-time boxing every Tuesday.
Terrence, we found out about your service because of the announcement on Friday about the Suge Knight hip-hop biodrama series. I believe this is your first original scripted drama that's going to be produced in the United States, and actually your service is going to produce it. Is it fair to say that this is going to be the beginning of a new direction for your service, original scripted drama produced in the United States or produced elsewhere?
Well, no, it would be a continuation of what we have been doing. Like I said earlier, we did a originally programmed scripted drama with dual arrangements with Bohemia. With Falls, we did originally scripted programming with Church. So we've been doing this, and we've done a few sitcoms, originally produced sitcoms. So we're not new to this area. However, with an icon like Suge Knight, we have never been able to sign someone in this genre with this just worldwide presence. So we're very excited to be involved with the Suge Knight project, but. To answer your question, no, this is a continuation of what we've been doing since 2017.
Well, would you say that this is the beginning of an expanded direction
I like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Expanded in the sense where, we're taking a real-life person, right? And, like Goodfellas, which is, the movie Goodfellas that had, tremendous success with Scorsese, this is something similar to that, whereas this is a real person with real events. But basically what we're going to do, season by season, we're going to chronicle in a episodic format, his life with Tupac, his life with Biggie, his life with Puff Daddy, his life with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, et cetera. And each person's name that I mentioned will be a season. So, we're looking at, 8 season going in just with some of the names that I've mentioned, and we're very, very excited about this, groundbreaking opportunity to be in business with Suge Knight.
We are talking with Terrence Hatter, the Executive Vice President of BLK Prime, the subscription on demand service that's playing all over the world through smart TV sets, smart device, and multi-channel bundles. And one of the upcoming series they'll be doing is an original scripted series featuring Suge Knight and based on his life and his work in the hip-hop side of the music field. Terrence joins us live from the San Francisco Bay Area this half hour on Smart Be Televised on Monday afternoon. So I'm now going to you live from New Weber, York, where it is 61 degrees at the bottom of the hour. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Our next episode will be on Friday. Joining us will be another chief executive. We had one earlier on the program. We have another one for you on Friday. He is Dan Russell from EarthX TV, the environment programming service. We featured them a number of years ago. Where are they at now? Well, they're in quite an interesting position. They're doing a lot of original programming for this month of Earth Day, April 2023, and you'll hear all about it on our show Friday and what else they have coming up in the future. Plus, from Hub Entertainment Research, senior consultant David Tice, they have come out with a brand new study today called Connected Home 2023, where the smart TV sets fit in. Could smart TV sets become the way that the metaverse comes to you rather than through a goggle or glass or helmet? And what about the idea of a smart TV set or device becoming your hub where you can control other devices and services around your home or apartment, from your lights, your air conditioning, how you manage your energy, how you use your garage door, your refrigerator, freezer, microwave oven, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk to David Tice about all that and more Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. What's been the reaction, Terrence, to your doing this Suge Knight series? Have people been surprised by, we thought maybe Netflix would do this or BET would do this or TV One would do this or somebody else would do it? BLK Prime? That is a big coup.
Well, obviously, it's probably shocking to many, but not so much for us because, we laid our foundation pretty solid with regards to the type of programming that we've been doing and just the magnitude of the icons that we've worked with in the past. And I'll tell you, I think what's really springboarded just the worldwide knowledge of BLK Prime is just our event this past December 10th with Terrence Crawford. Now, primarily, we've just been a video on demand company with originally programmed shows with a programming. But when the company decided to step out of what we do on a regular basis and get into the boxing platform, it opened up a whole new audience domestically with regards to the African-American community, with Terrence Crawford being the WBL champion at the four-time world champion. And having that opportunity to broadcast Kev Crawford's fight in Nebraska in front of a sold-out audience and you know, thousands of pay-per-view attendees, put us on a map. And the map, obviously, transcended over to the excitement of not only Suge Knight, but just all the followers and people, you know, who have knowledge of BLK Prime. And I think because of that fight, because of us doing, just a massive pay-per-view event, put us in the position to take the next step into, taking on this project. Now, I do know that that the other platforms that you had mentioned had tremendous interest in this title and having the opportunity to do a episodic series, but we won in a sense that we have the opportunity to do this with Mr. Knight, and we're excited about the opportunity of not only doing just a first class episodic production, but just letting not only domestic fans, but just the fans all over the world, that we are a platform that is going to be here. And that will be bringing not only this project, like it.
Hmm. When you made the deal with Suge, did he want certain things done in terms of not only the international distribution that you have, but also how his life and his career, both professional and personal, would be treated in dramatic form?
I think that, trust was established in our conversations with him. And I think, I can't tell you, why he decided to go with us. But I will tell you that in all of our conversations with him, we talked about, the integrity of the project and the integrity of our company and how we wanted to approach it in a pure and transparent and honest way. And, the good thing about it, and I'll just go ahead and let it out, again, is that, the way that we're going to approach it, and I referenced Goodfellas, is, in the movie Goodfellas, Ray Liotta, pretty much told the story, gave the narrative story, even though it was live action, he kind of carried us through. Well, with this, we're going to do the same thing with Suge, whereas he's going to be the narrator, and he's going to be talking through the story each episode, and, in addition to the live action show that actors are going to portray real characters, but he will be the thread that's going to carry through many episodes and seasons.
And you mentioned that each season is going to have him and his relationship with a particular fellow hip hop icon. Do you have a sense of what the first season will be, and then what other seasons will be?
Well, our first season we're going to focus on Tupac, right? And obviously Tupac, Bay Area guy, international superstar, who unfortunately tragically died while he was in the car with Suge Knight. And I think, just generally that's what the people would want to see initially, and that's the first, storyline that we're going to tell this fall.
Mm-hmm. And also, where are you at in terms of hiring a producer, a writer, directors, cast, so forth?
Yeah, so we have a staff of producers retained within the OK Prime, and we have also, the past 2 weeks, have been interviewing showrunners, a series of directors, some of which I can't mention to you, but they are big names. Film directors that have standing in the line but are very interested in this project because of the importance of this project. So I've been talking to our company has been talking to agents and have an all-star cast of producers, directors, and writers for this project.
And does Suge have final say on who writes, who directs, who acts, who plays him, who plays Tupac, et cetera?
No, it's our company. However, obviously, we do want to be in, constant communication with Suge, but this is a BLK Prime production. But obviously, when you have the person who is involved and, it's his firsthand account of each step, he is going to be involved with every bit of the story. But in terms of, the final decision on who we hired, that's going to lie with BLK Prime.
And what's the production schedule like? My understanding is you're going to be filming this summer, and get the series on sometime this fall. Do you know where you're going to be producing, whether it's in Los Angeles or where you are in San Francisco or other parts of the country? What is the situation in terms of getting studio space, getting outdoor facilities or outdoor places lined up, the whole ball of wax in terms of the filming schedule?
Yeah, so we'll be shooting in New York. We'll be Los Angeles. So we'll be in all three cities. In terms of our casting, we're going to be doing a 15-city tour. We're going to be casting for all the characters, including Shug, to Tupac, to Puffy, to judges, to roadies, to everyone. So we're going to be doing a national search for actors, and we're getting actors the full opportunity, whether they're known or unknown. We want an all-star cast. So we're looking for the best actors, and we're going to be coming to a city near you.
We're speaking with Terrence Hatter, the Executive Vice President of BLK Prime, the subscription on-demand service that's playing here in the United States and throughout the world on smart TV sets, smart devices, in some cases multi-channel bundles where you are, and they are. And he is with us live from San Francisco this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Sanav, I'm with you from Nueva York, where it is 61 degrees around quarter to the hour, and we invite you to be involved in the conversation. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for our main minutes with Terrence at 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And stay tuned, because right after we wrap up the interview, we will bring you our new classic trivia question. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win the Now That's Why I Call Music CD with music by the likes of Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd, Katy Perry, as Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, Daft Punk, all sorts of other wonderful people, and two NBC Universal notepads. So stay tuned. Get your trivia smarts on. You could be our next classic trivia winner. That's coming up before we leave you at the top of the hour. Tarek, I know it's early because the announcement on this Suge Knight series was made on Friday. Have you started to get scripts or interest from people calling you and saying, I'd like to develop an original scripted or unscripted series for you?
Yeah, we've been bombarded in a good way with, you know, writers and agents that are pitching their writers. We haven't seen any scripts, nor would I look at them at this point. You know, our process has to be organic, has to come directly from Suge and his accounts of the things that he had witnessed. So, you know, there won't be any fiction with regards to this season or each episode. It will be pretty much authentic. I'm not going to call it. It's definitely not a documentary, but it is going to be a scripted episode based upon Suge's account of what happened. So, in terms of a finished product script or a spec script with regards to this story, probably would not work for this case, because this is going to be as authentic as it comes, down to the night that Tupac was killed.
I was talking not only about scripts for this series, but in other words, proposals for other series, other scripted series.
Oh, yes. We are totally wide open. We on a regular, we get pitched, story ideas, scripted ideas, and we are in the market to license a finished product as well. So we're totally open to independent writers and directors that have interest in having their projects on our platform. So we are definitely highly interested in any new product that may be available to us.
You mentioned earlier that your service presents a lot of live boxing matches. And I was thinking about the fact that in the last year, we have seen this, or year and a half or so, we've seen this incredible surge of basketball scripted dramas, programs like Disney's just produced the crossover on Disney Plus, Swagger that Kevin Durant is doing for Apple TV Plus going into a second season this fall, Winning Time on HBO dealing with Los Angeles Lakers. Showtime had a miniseries, I believe, also on the Los Angeles Lakers dynasty. Any thoughts about maybe doing a drama series about boxing, about the sweet science?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm not in the position to talk about it. We have one in development right now with one of our partners in BLK Prime. So we're developing something as we speak.
Hmm. And what about other initiatives in live or taped sports? You mentioned you do a lot of stuff with Bollywood. I don't know if you know it, but there is going to be this summer a new professional sports league in the United States, Major League Cricket, which will have six teams, one in Los Angeles, one in New York, others around the country. The games will be played in one hub, Texas. Down the road, each team will have their own cricket stadium. Has there been any thoughts about, for example, doing additional, either doing cricket, whether Major League Cricket or taking cricket matches from India, other parts of Asia, other parts of the world, or other sports, and bringing them through your service to viewers?
To be able to license any, you know, cricket, especially here in the United States, you know, obviously cricket is a, you know, a sport that is throughout the Caribbean and all over the world, and we would love to be, you know, part of that development here domestically.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, do you have, like, a sense how you want BLK Prime to be, let's say, 3 years out, 5 years out, what you want it to be? How do you want viewers to respond to the service? Where do you see it going?
Well, I want BLK Prime, you know, and I think that's the mission of our CEO. I want BLK Prime to be all-inclusive, meaning we want programming for everyone, all, you know, just every genre and all, you know, all different looking people, right, and beliefs. You know, we don't want to discriminate. So we want it to be where, you know, you can watch any of our programming with your grandmother or grandfather or children. We want to be able to provide, you know, just nice, entertaining content that is inclusive of everyone. In terms of our growth, you know, we're right where we are, actually. We're not trying to be the biggest, but we're trying to really be, you know, really stay true to our mission, and that's being inclusive and providing entertainment.
BLK Prime is now reaching people on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, as well as multi-channel bundles here in the U.S. of A. and all around the world. And if you want to know more about the service online, here's where you go, www.blkprime.com. That's www.blkprime.com. And again, they will be this fall, hopefully premiering the new original dramatic series featuring and all about the hip-hop icon, Stooge Knight. And incidentally, Terrence, we would love to extend an open invite. Whoever will executive produce or produce the show, as well as with Suits, if they want to come on our program and talk about the series when it's ready to premiere on your service, they're more than welcome to come. We would love to have them.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Terrence, thank you again for coming on. All the very best with your network. It looks like things are getting revved up to a whole new gear for what you're going to be doing, and I have a hunch we're going to be hearing a lot more in terms of original fare, scripted, unscripted, et cetera, from your service, like I said, to our first guest in the months and years ahead. It's been a delight having you on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome, Terrence. Take care. All the greatest. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Take care.
Terrence Hatter, Executive Vice President of BLK Prime, joining us live from San Francisco. Now it's time for our brand-new classic trivia question. Get your thinking caps on. If you want to be our latest winner, hear the question. And if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you're first with the answer, you will win the Now That's What I Call Music CD with wonderful tunes from the likes of Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Maroon 5, Daft Punk, The Weeknd, Katy Perry, Selena Gomez, Lady Gaga, and Mucho Mucho Mas, plus two NBC Universal notepads. And here is the question. Complete the title of this 1990s Comedy Central tune series, Dr. Katz, blank, blank. Complete the title of this 1990s Comedy Central tune series, Dr. Katz, K-A-T-Z, blank, blank. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address. So if you're first with the answer, you win. We'll get the prize out to you ASAP. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum. Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. If you're a previous winner or you're a guest on this program, you are not eligible. Once again, the question, complete the title of this 1990s Comedy Central tune series, Dr. Katz, K-A-T-Z, blank, blank. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That is the email to use. So in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. One more thing before we go. We had a marvelous time on our last episode Thursday with a trio of wonderful guests. Michelle Sneed, the founder of A Few Good Women Productions, the former Tyler Perry Studios president. Herbie J. Pilato, the excellent author of All Things Television. His brand new book is Retroactive TV. And Diana Wilson, the founder of new network ProfileSports.tv. Started as a website, then it was a mobile app. Now it's a smart TV, smart device, and multi-channel bundle distributed service. Your reaction to the show on Thursday has been absolutely unbelievable. It has become our most listened to show through Blog Talk. I don't have the numbers for the other for our website, for our podcast site, for speaker and TuneIn Radio. I have a hunch, though, it really got to all of you out there. So thank you very much. If you didn't hear the show, check it out at blogtalkradio.com/televised. Or check out our podcast, or check out our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com. I think you will be very, very engaged in what all three of our guests had to say. And once again, we are sorry that we couldn't have our guests from the new BYU television series, which had a second episode last night, A Kind of Spark, because of an unusual situation involving our three guests who were scheduled for that program last Thursday. We have extended the invitation to them. At some point, they'd like to do the show. They are more than welcome to do so as well. Well, coming up Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we will have the Chief Executive Officer of EarthX TV, the Environmental Plumbing Service, Dan Russell, and from Hub Entertainment Research, the Senior Consultant and the co-author of the brand new study, Connected Home 2023, David Tice. And we may have another guest or two for you as well. So join us on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And you can catch me tomorrow on Sports Newswire. That is the Sports News Information Program on Sports Grid Network, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcast, available 24/7 on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, Acast, Podbean.com, and many other great podcast locations. Always love to hear from you. What do you think about our program today? And what's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And LinkedIn as well. Facebook, LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum, Twitter, UBC Simon, TWT. However you communicate with me, I go back with you through within 24 hours. That's why we do it, because we really appreciate what you have to say, and what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and others who visit this program. Andy Toe is BTR's General Manager, and Jay Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website services provided by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitar Stakis is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, our wonderful podcast locations and websites. Whatever you're doing between now and then, of course, make it safe and make it great. And hopefully you've got a very sunny week ahead, just like it looks like we will have here in the greater New York metro area. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.